without the hassle. They offer convenient and affordable services, all under one roof, such as medical care, dental care, and behavioral health. Find them online at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time is now 8:50, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. Stan Fowler of the Flint Hills Optimist Club is joining us here this morning.
Stan, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Outstanding. So what's up with you today?
Well, getting ready for the Easter egg hunt on Saturday.
Well, and 36th annual Flint Hills Optimist Easter egg hunt will be back at Jones Park. So good to have this thing back to near normal, Stan.
Yeah. That's we did the drive-through last year, had to call it off 2 years ago at the last minute, but drive-through last year, so we're back to hopefully normal this year. Starts at 10 a.m. at Jones Park.
And how soon are you guys there to start plopping the candy all around the park?
Well, it takes, we start about 8:30. I will say the biggest thing to remind anybody is there's limited parking up there, and come early. Because it's the fastest 3 minutes there ever was.
It really is. Once the kids get going, let's talk about everyone arriving early. This was scheduled to start at 10, so I think you're saying at least 15 minutes early. Let's talk about the age groups you're working with out there, Stan.
Yeah, we've got five age groups. It's a 2 and under, the 3 to 4 year olds, 5 to 6 year olds, and the 7, 8, and 9, and then a special needs area.
Outstanding. And you're going to have, like, horns going off at 10 o'clock in the morning to signal everybody to head off?
Yep. We'll blow a horn at 10 o'clock and everybody goes.
So, Stan, you're the Easter egg hunt chair. So how much candy are you putting out there, Stan?
There's about 13 to 15,000 pieces. So there's plenty of candy for everybody. We've never had anybody really come up short.
Very true. I have to ask, because we ask this, fairly regularly when you guys have the tree lot, where the trees come from. But I don't know if we've ever asked where the candy comes from. Who's your candy supplier here for the kids?
It's Sweet Services. I think it's out of Illinois. It's a wholesaler that delivers in bulk, and then we blend it up and get it ready to go. The one thing that we haven't mentioned there is there will be the Easter Bunny there. Bring your cameras, get a picture with the Easter Bunny, and so there'll be plenty of time to do that before and afterwards.
Well, yeah, photo op with the Easter Bunny, you can't beat that.
Can't miss that.
Coming up on Saturday, and prior to and post-Easter egg hunting. You mentioned this earlier, Stan, but once the horn blows at 10 o'clock, this thing doesn't take long to get finished, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's surprising on how fast 15,000 pieces can get sucked up by kids, but it seems like everybody has a good time. And speaking of the candy, the one thing we would like to recognize is we were co-sponsored this year by ValueNet Fiber, so they helped us out with the candy purchase, and really appreciate their help.
Stan, let's talk a little bit about, too, how the first part of the year has gone for the Optimist Club, because, you mentioned here with things getting back to the pre-COVID normals here for the Easter egg hunt, obviously seeing a lot of that here, too, a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah, we had the All-Star Basketball game was finally back after 2 years, and we were thrilled to get that back. It was a challenge. We certainly lost a member with Brian Douglas passing away. He was instrumental in keeping that thing going, and Ken Hansen really picked up the ball, and we got it done this year, and I think everybody had a good time. And I will say we probably had one of the largest crowds we've ever had at it. So it was really good for the fundraiser side of it, and I think everybody enjoyed it and had a good time.
Now back to the Easter egg hunt, Stan. Again, this is the 36th annual Flint Hills Optimist Easter egg hunt. Jones Park will be the site. And now, what do you encourage kids to bring their baskets? Is that what you want them to do?
Yes, bring your own basket. We don't provide anything but the candy out there. And the one thing is you won't be able to drive through the park. So plan on parking and walking. That's the bigger part of it. And be there at 10 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good. Stan, anything else you wanted to bring up here about the Easter egg hunt or even the Optimist Club in general here this morning?
Well, I do want to congratulate Steve Younger serving another year as president. He did a great job of getting us through, coming out of COVID. And one other thing, I'd really like to reach out and recognize one of our charter members is Rick Buck. He's actually was in an injury accident earlier this year. He has been transferred back to Emporia and continuing rehab, so he's back in town. We're just thrilled to have Rick back in town.
That's great news. We appreciate that update. Definitely. Yeah. Well, good to have Rick back in town. I know it's kind of been a slow process, but hopefully things are going to be moving forward. So get there early this Saturday morning, at least 15 minutes early, because you're going to have a little walking to do at Jones Park. But it's a great event every year, and we appreciate the Flint Hills Optimist Club putting on the biggest Easter egg hunt in the area. Thank you, Stan, for your time. We appreciate
Thanks, KBOE, for helping us promote it. Thank you.
See you, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
Yeah, Stan Fowler, Flint Hills Optimist Club. He is the Easter Egg Hunt Chair. Chuck?
And going to be extremely busy, along with the rest of the Optimists, Saturday morning. And again, we can't stress this enough. If you got the kids and you want to get there at least 15 to 20 minutes.